My name's Albert, and I'll tell you, I'm a simple farmer, but I grow the best darn vegetables. People call from all over to buy my produce. It's much better than anything you can get in the store, and now that we're getting into fall weather, made this corn maize that everyone really loves. People get lost in there for hours. I like to give back to my community, though. I heard that they've been having some weird weather over in Myersville. Nothing can get in or out lately, including fresh produce, so I loaded up my old truck to take some over. She's rusty. Had her forever, but she ain't never broke down on me yet. Call her Old Reliable. Driving through the town was one of the creepiest things I ever saw. Not a single person came out to my truck. They all just sat on their porches and watched me. Real creepy. Every pair of eyes watched me as I drove through town. No kids outside playing, no one else walking down the street or driving. Entire town was all just a bunch that sat on their porches. The creepiest part? They all looked melted, too. Half their faces hanging down off their skulls looked like some kid tried to sculpt the whole town out of Play-Doh. Sent a shiver right up my spine. Thought about bringing my son Melvin with me, but this probably would have scared the pants right off him. If you wore pants. So I turned around and drove on home. I didn't sell anything, but that's alright. Sure, somebody will buy him right out when I come to open up that corn maze. It's almost done. And I tell you, Melvin sure loves running around in that thing. Stays in there for hours sometimes. And I don't worry about him, though. He's a silly boy. He's all right. I made him myself. I asked the missus for help, but she told me it wasn't right. He probably would have turned out better if the missus had stuck around, but it was a small mishap. Anyway, he's a little twiggish. Mostly because he's made out of twigs and vines and stuff, but he's got this big head like a Venus flytrap. See, this weird fella came rolling through and saw my farm. Stopped and said hi. Said I had some of the best produce he ever saw. Said he could sell me something to help him grow better. I thought it sounded like a load of nonsense, but the missus said that we should give him a chance. She was also so kind and generous, that's why I married her. Hope she'd passed all that on to Melvin in a short time together. Anyway, this weird little guy said that if we bought his fertilizer recipe, well, he'd throw in some rare seeds, too. Said that we'd have to fertilize it according to his recipe, though, but it was a guaranteed success. The missus was on board with it until she found out what goes into the fertilizer. Now, as weird as that guy was, he was certainly onto something. Said it was going to double, maybe even triple my profits, and by golly, he was right. He didn't leave any contact information. I would have passed it on to someone of the other local businesses around here. So anyway, I planted those seeds and followed the instructions. All the seeds died except one. I named him Melvin because that sounded like a smart name. Missus fainted when she met Melvin. She was just too overcome with happiness. I know I was. And Melvin's real smart, too. He's still getting the hang of talking. He mostly just squeaks and chirps, but I can usually understand him. I'm trying to get him to help me finish up the corn maze. He sure loves testing it out. It's almost done, though. If I can push through the night, I can probably finish it tomorrow morning and open it up for business. I know people sure do love the pumpkin spice stuff. When the morning came, I set up some signs advertising produce, hot chocolate, and corn maze. Though I thought it was still a little too warm for hot chocolate. People still buy the stuff anyway. Well, I asked Melvin for help cleaning up a bit. He just did his weird little high-pitched giggle and ran off at the corn maze. Surprisingly, people started arriving during the afternoon. I think it was a little too bright outside for people to do the corn maze, so most of them just bought produce. I sell a lot of corn, a lot of tomatoes. Probably would have sold some more pumpkins, but they're not quite ready yet. A few people asked what the trick was to get such big vegetables packed with so much flavor. I just told them it was a trade secret. When night started to fall, the most obnoxious group of kids showed up. A bunch of them. What do kids call them? Meatheads? Jocks? They had some real pretty girls with them, too. But one of them was dressed in real tiny shorts, and she had the prettiest hair I'd ever seen. Missus always yelled at me for staring at the young women, but I couldn't help myself. I know they dress like this on purpose. Her meathead friends were busy fooling around and punching each other, and I could smell alcohol on them. Told her that she might get cold later, dressed like that, but she just sneered at me. I know it's all just an act, though. Women dress all revealing like that on purpose, and then feign repulsion when a fella like me shows an interest in them. They squeal about it with their friends, but secretly, they like the attention. Sure enough, when the sun set and the air started to cool, she started complaining she was cold and she wanted to go home. Her friends are too busy still fooling around, though. They had another friend with them, but she wasn't nearly as pretty as this one. She was just all right to look at. She suggested they go get some hot chocolate. After I handed them cups, I saw them walking away and added something else to the cocoa from the flask. Guess that worked, soon after she stopped complaining, the two of them were dancing along to music. The one girl danced like a spastic fish out of water, but the pretty one? She sure knew how to twist and move. I got a real nice view of her. Hey, y'all should try the corn maze, called over to him. She just scoffed, but the meatheads got really into the idea. Yeah, let's do it, they cheered, falling over each other. Is it even any good? I mean, this place is kind of a dump, she said. She was clearly trying to play the not interested game. Now, the missus had tried that when I first tried talking her out, but see how that worked out for her. Well, sure, I said, coolly as I could. There's people still in there. It's a lot warmer. Corn is a good insulator, I winked at her. They paid up. They headed inside. It wasn't long before we started hearing shrieks and giggles from the maze. I switched the radio to play some music from a Halloween disc I bought a few years ago. The sounds from the corn maze blended right in with the music. I started hearing Melvin's giggles, followed by some screaming, and I frowned because Melvin wasn't supposed to be in the maze when we had customers, and I headed inside. The air was cool, as a crisp breeze whispered through the rows and rows of corn. The dirt ground crunched beneath my boots. All was eerily silent except for the muffled music, the occasional rustle in the corn. To the untrained person, the maze can be a real labyrinth, but since I'm the one who made it, I knew that thing like the back of my hand. I was surprised to see Melvin had done some decorating, though. Turned left, right, left, until I came into an intersection with a path split in every direction. Now, at one dead end, he had managed to move one of my scarecrows, fit its head with an old rusty bear trap that laying around. At another dead end was a string of little makeshift straw dolls. Boy, I was so creative. I was so proud of them. Continued on. When the ground under my feet started squishing and squelching, I knew something wasn't right. Followed the squishy path to the specifically long and winding dead end. At the end, Melvin had placed a couple of hay bales in case anyone needed to stop and take a rest. Boy, I was so darn considerate. And sure enough, one of the meatheads had stopped and take a load off. Except in the dim light, I could see he was slick with blood. His guts spilled out into his lap. All his teeth had been pulled out and scattered around him. At the very least, he would have made a convincing decoration for the time being. I headed deeper into the maze. Right, left, straight, left. I'd really outdone myself this year with the maze. There were plenty of dead turns for people to get stuck. A few people who'd made it through had told me that it was one of the most difficult mazes they had ever been through. The next dead end I found ended it abruptly. A deep trench had been dug, and several fence posts had been sharpened and stuck in the ground. The less pretty girl was impaled up on those posts, the sharp end poking right through her stomach. Her face was frozen with horror, her eyes wide, her mouth open in a scream, and blood just trickled out. Melvin! I called out. Where are you, boy? But he didn't answer. Instead, a sharp scream cut through the eerie night, and I followed it until I found the pretty girl and the other meathead. Deep lacerations covered his body, and blood pooled underneath him. The girl was on the ground next to him, breathing heavy. Her eyes were wide with fear. Help me, she screamed at me. She sure was in a pretty bad shape. One of her feet was cut almost clean off. Long legs were stained with blood and bite marks. What's all this here? I asked. What kind of sick freak show are you putting on here? She yelled at me. I didn't answer, but a rustling in the corn next to her caused her to gasp. She started to drag her body away from it, her foot dragging behind her, limp and useless. Melvin emerged from the corn, chittering and chirping like he always does. Melvin, what have you gotten yourself into, boy? I asked him. He just looked at me, cocked his head to the side. He opened his mouth with a makeshift smile, revealing a row of sharp teeth, and his mouth dripped blood and pieces of flesh were stuck in his teeth. He squealed, and he took another step towards the girl. The rest of the viney body was also stained with blood. I bet you wanted to help your old man, eh? I asked him. The girl lay between us, looking back and forth, unsure of what to do. Melvin chirped again. I grinned at him. All right, now, let's get you out of here, I said to the girl as I picked her up and slung her over my shoulder. Thank you so much, she gushed. I guess this is what it looks like. I guess this is what it took to get a pretty girl to be nice to you. Wait, where are you going? I moved closer to the corn maze. She started to hit and kick me with a good foot. Nestled right at the edge of the cornfield was my old work shed. I kept a bunch of old rusty tools up in there, some seeds and some other equipment, and I pulled a key out of my pocket and unlocked the door. Inside it was rank and unpleasant, but you got used to it after a while. Melvin trotted in behind me, eager to help. Hey, what are you doing? Where are we? The girl shrieked, starting to hit at me again, and I flung her down on a work table, probably harder than I should have. And she whimpered when she landed, and she scrambled to get away from Melvin when he ran up to look at her. He snapped and growled at her. The hell is that? She asked, pointing at something behind me. I turned to see what she was pointing at. Oh, Oh, that's the missus. She likes to watch me work. She was referencing a severely rotted, severed head that sat on top of a tool chest in the corner of the shed. Now, I admit it was pretty nasty, but I couldn't bring myself to get rid of it. I like looking at her every day. Now, let's get to work, I said, pulling out a small hatchet. Now, the bodies tonight, they'd help fertilize my crops for months. Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I just wanted to tell you thank you for watching tonight's video. Because this is October, I'm going to make this nice, short, and sweet. If you'd like to help support the show or the podcast, head over to patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta. If you'd like to get yourself some new Halloween and creepypasta-inspired teas, you can head over to etsy.com/shop/ivorymonocletea. And if you want to catch me, Creeps McPasta, and Mew during our live Halloween tour around the southern U.S., head over to creepypasta.shofetti.com. That's creepypasta.shofetti.com. Hang on to your hats, kids, because this year is a 31-day Halloween countdown. Happy Halloween and sweet dreams.